Russian tourists have become a constant fixture in Thailand, with thousands of them arriving every day. Since the beginning of 2023, the kingdom has received more than 840,000 Russian visitors. That's according to the Tourism Authority of Thailand. Why do the Russians come here in such large numbers? And what do they do while in Thailand? As part of RFA's Bear East series on Russia's relations with countries in Southeast Asia, Luna Pham went to the holiday island of Phuket to find out.
At Chalong Pier south of Phuket town, boats are lining up to take tourists on sightseeing trips to the Andaman Sea. The island in the south of Thailand has been attracting foreign visitors for decades, with its beautiful beaches, picturesque mountains, and spectacular scenery. And lately, it's become a magnet for visitors from Russia. Everywhere in Phuket, you can hear the Russian language and see signboards in Cyrillic. Local authorities say since Thailand reopened at the end of last year after a long hiatus due to COVID, on average, more than 3,000 Russians arrive in Phuket every day, making up the biggest group of foreign tourists. Most of them come to Thailand during Russia's winter, between October and April. I met a young Russian couple, Denis and Olesya, who are here on holiday, and asked them why they came to Phuket.
Because of the people, the climate, the nature, and the delicious food. The sea is so beautiful here, we will always come back.
We really love Phuket. When we were here the first time, we liked it very much, so now we always choose Phuket to come back to.
There is also a growing number of rich Russians who got long-term resident visas that let them stay in Thailand for 5 to 10 years or more. Those so-called elite visas cost at least $20,000. The number of wealthy Russians now resident in Phuket is thought to be between 5 and 10,000. Last year, Russian buyers purchased nearly 40% of all condominiums sold to foreigners in Phuket, according to the Thai Real Estate Information Center. A condo is an apartment in a residential block, and Phuket condo sale prices start at around $75,000. Russian investors, often via Thai partners, also put large sums of money into other types of properties. Metapong Un Upatising, president of the Phuket Real Estate Association, says that the Russian market has come back very quickly after the COVID downturn.
We are seeing an uptick from a luxury villa starting from 25 million baht.
25 million baht, that's about $730,000.
Russian buyers are more interested in good locations as well as quality product, more quality products, which is a different market than a local individuals in the area. Usually local citizens, they buy houses from 3 to 7 million baht. So it's about 300% price different.
To accommodate the influx of Russians into the island, there are new Russian restaurants, Russian real estate agents, tour companies, and even Russian tour guides. This has led to some tensions between the tourists and local people who accuse the Russians of taking away their jobs. Russian visitors have also been blamed for bad behavior, as well as petty crimes such as drunk driving and theft. This Thai man, Khun Rit, has been driving tourists around Phuket for almost 30 years.
They are okay in general, but some Russian motorists do not drive carefully and they don't have respect for Thai people.
I don't like them. Only a few of them talk politely. They act tough.
One day, some Russians got into an argument with me. They drove badly, so I honked. The guy overtook me, blocked my way, and threatened me.
Some people say with such a large number of tourists, the complaints are bound to increase. But the invasion of Ukraine in 2022 has also changed many Thais' perception of Russian people, despite the fact that the government of Thailand has stayed neutral and so far refused to condemn Moscow. Anton Makrov, the editor of Novosti Pukhetda, a local Russian language newspaper, says that there is some kind of xenophobia against Russians in Thailand.
It's always been, actually, you go to Facebook, oh, Russians, nasty, aggressive, arrogant, we don't like you. Then you talk to the person personally, oh yes, I have a Russian friend, he's a nice man. Every person, oh yes, I do not you love you Russians, but you, and you, exceptions, you're nice. That's xenophobia that we've got all around the world. And yes, right now it's really, like, it's legitimate not to like Russians.
Travel restrictions imposed by European countries on Russian citizens have helped boost the flow of Russians coming to Southeast Asia. And there is another reason for the increase in numbers. Young Russian men moving here to avoid having to fight in Ukraine. Here's the newspaper editor, Anton Makrov, again.
I know people who are here because of that. Absolutely, there are many of them.
But, he says, Thailand is probably not the most obvious destination for Russian draft dodgers.
If you are running away, dodging from the draft, you just cross the border. Kazakhstan, Georgia, Armenia, even some Baltic states like Lithuania, just the neighboring countries. To relocate to Thailand, first and foremost, you need money. If you've got family, this is huge money. You lose all your connections. It's not like when you're in Georgia, you can literally just cross the border. Here you have to fly for 9 hours.
In April, Moscow tightened its law banning conscripts from leaving the country and making it harder for Russians to dodge the draft. In July, the maximum age of conscription was raised from 27 to 30 by the Russian Duma or Parliament. These measures are expected to help strengthen the army, but whether they will affect the number of arrivals from Russia to Thailand is yet to be seen. Thai tourism authorities say Russian visitors are among those who stay the longest in the country and spend the most. They hope their total number will reach 1.3 million this year and 2 million in 2024. And so, the tricolour Russian flags on Phuket's beaches are not expected to disappear anytime soon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please explore the rest of RFA's Bear East series about Russia's influence in Asia. Just search on your preferred listening platform. For in-depth articles on Russia's relationships in the region, visit our website at rfa.org and tell us what you think by commenting on our website or via our social media feeds on Instagram, Facebook, and X. We value your feedback. Thanks for listening.